Speaking at the launch in the capital, party president Farah Imbira said his deputy Justice Paradza will represent the party in New Zealand, while the party has already structures in Britain, US, Germany and South Africa. Mbira, who described himself as a former liberation fighter, said, though formed in the diaspora, it is now time to introduce a different brand of politics in Zimbabwe.
It is now time for a new brand of politics, the politics of values, sacrifice and service. For a long time we have been patient, we have put our faith in other movements, but they too have let us down. Enough is enough, the torch must now pass to a new generation.
Mbira said Zunde will work with like-minded people to democratize the electoral process in Zimbabwe. He said while most Zimbabweans were fed up with President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party policies, they are equally frustrated by the opposition, which he described as inept.
People have lost all confidence in the Mugabe regime, but cannot recommit to a token opposition, which has also lost its way. Zunde fills the leadership vacuum created by a corrupt government and an ineffective and compromised opposition riddled with ZANU-PF informers and CIO agents.
Harare youth Romeo Muswe said Zunde was a part of the future.
No, this part has got direction, because like recently our future has been stolen and these past politicians have been like using us as to gain their political grip. So now with them like recognizing the youth, I see the future within Zunde.
Political commentator Fortune Gwazi said while Zimbabweans are free to form political parties, it will be hard for any party including Zunde to change the electoral playing field in Zimbabwe. He said it will be hard for Zunde to achieve change where the opposition movement for Democratic Change formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai failed to achieve, even as they served in the inclusive government.
For them now to say they would not participate in an election without even a track record of who they are, where they come from, who they represent, yes, it's still their constitutional right, but for them now to aim that high that they will not participate in political processes until there is electoral reform, I think it's pitching too high at the moment.
Zunde joins many other political parties that have been formed since independence but have failed to dislodge ZANU-PF from power. It remains to be seen how Zunde will achieve this feat, given that some of its leaders, like Justice Paradza, cannot come back to the country where they are facing alleged corruption charges. Justice Paradza, who fled the country under intense political pressure, did not attend today's launch. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.